Well, good Missional Monday, wherever you are. This is Pastor Adam from sunny, beautiful, hot Louisville, Kentucky. And I want to start a new training coaching series on this podcast about not making it weird when you're telling the story of Jesus Christ. You know, if you're a Christian, you probably believe, like I do, that one of the most loving things you can do for a person is to introduce them to the God who made them and the God who loves them. Let me say it differently. If Jesus is who the Bible says he is, then you've got to have him. There is a hell to be shunned, and there is a new heaven and a new earth to be embraced. And the question then remains, how then do we go from having small talk, like talking about 90-degree weather here in Louisville, to Jesus talk in a culture that is pretty uncomfortable talking about spiritual things? In fact, the moment you bring up the topic of Jesus, some people think you're being pushy, and other people think it's just weird. And so in the next few podcasts, what I want to do is I want to introduce you to a relational, spirit-led approach to telling the story of Jesus that is authentic, non-pushy, and non-gimmicky as well. But, you know, before I do that, I'm trying to answer the question, why? You know, a reason that should be good enough for all of us is that Jesus told us to go out and tell people about him. I'm just saying it this way. It's one of the most loving things that you can do for a person. But I really believe atheist Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller, that show, has some pretty good insight into why it is that Christians, he uses the word proselyte. Why is it that we share our faith? Just listen to atheist Penn Jillette for a moment.
And I've always said, you know, that I don't respect people who don't proselytize. I don't respect that at all. If you believe that there's a heaven and hell, and people could be going to hell or not getting eternal life or whatever, and you think that, well, it's not really worth telling them this because it would make it socially awkward. And atheists who think that people shouldn't proselytize, just leave me alone, keep your religion to yourself. How much do you have to hate somebody to not proselytize?
I think we're getting some tough love from atheist Penn Jillette. He's saying it this way. You know, if you really believe there's a hell and you've got a message so people don't have to go there, how much do you got to hate somebody to withhold that message? I'm just being a little nicer about it. If you're a Christian, the most loving thing that you can do for a person is to introduce them to the God who loves them. If Jesus is who the Bible says he is, then no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've come from, you have got to have him. And so that's why we're going to spend the next couple of podcasts talking about this spirit-led approach to telling the story of Jesus in a way that's authentic and not pushy and not gimmicky. But before we do that, what is the gospel anyways? Well, the English word for gospel comes from an old Anglo-Saxon word, and it means God's story. This is helpful because the good news is a story about how God saves sinners through his son, Jesus. In fact, that's how the New Testament starts. Mark chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And then if you continue to read on, you discover that this gospel, this good news, it's a story. It's a story about who Jesus is and what he's done and then what he demands of us. So really that's what the gospel is. The gospel's a story about how God saves moral failures like Adam Miller and like you from the consequences of their sins through the death and resurrection of Jesus. As a noun, the word gospel describes something that's been written or spoken about Jesus. But as a verb, you know, to gospel something, it picks up the idea of telling the story of Jesus. And this is why we use the word evangelism. To evangelize is to announce something good. If you think about it, this makes perfect sense. Good news is always meant to be shared. That's why sometime later this week, you're going to get onto some social media platform and you're going to find somebody sharing the good news about their wedding or their anniversary or their job promotion. Imagine how weird it would be to discover that one of your coworkers has just had a baby, but they told no one. That's weird, right? And so good news is something that is meant to be shared. I really like how Pastor John Piper sums it up. He says, "There is no gospel without words." So now that we know what the gospel is, let's settle another important question. Who does what in evangelism? What's God's part in telling the story of Jesus, and what's my part? And, you know, spoiler alert, get ready to let out a huge sigh of relief here. According to the Bible, it is not our job to convert anyone. One of my friends just put his trust in Jesus, but his wife is still a pretty hardcore skeptic. And in one of their talks, she asked him, "So, are you going to try and save me now?" Well, the only right answer to that is, nope, it's not in my power to do that. But there's nothing more that I want for you than for you to encounter God through his son, Jesus Christ. So it's not our job to convert anyone. That's God's part. Here's another piece of good news for telling the story of Jesus. It's not our job to argue somebody into the kingdom. You know, as Christians, we got good reasons to believe what we do, and we could make great arguments for why a person should trust in Jesus. But we are to do that without being argumentative or pushy. And God is very clear about this. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 and 26, the Apostle Paul teaches us that the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct, in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will. So, in this passage, we see that something like repentance, which is having a change of mind and turning away from sin and turning to God, well, that's a gifted response. It's something that God grants. In other words, that's God's responsibility, not mine. And that's why I like to say that God does all the heavy lifting in evangelism. God's Spirit is responsible for opening up a person's heart so they can see who Jesus really is and repent of their sins. So then, what's our part? Well, it's simple. And the place where I come from, we like to say it this way. We as Christians are at our best when we are showing and telling the story of Jesus. And so here's where we're going to be going in the next couple of podcasts. I'm going to introduce you to a relational, spirit-led approach to telling the story of Jesus. And then I'm going to coach you on how to tell your own story. And we're probably going to be talking about some objections that people have about Christianity and how God might want to use our relationships with them to dismantle doubts. And then we're going to talk about an approach to telling the story that involves food and drink because, well, God loves a good party. And so thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned. I think you're going to find this helpful. And remember that Jesus changes everything.